setback's going to be different just depending on which way you put your driveway or front door, not even driveway.
Yeah, and there won't be any access from the back with a big concrete retaining wall.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't see a problem with that.
Causes any public harm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing out there that's right anyway.
Yeah. Right. They're all notoriously
out of whack.
The roads are not.
Yeah. And you can see that on the one diagram, the way the cul-de-sac is set. It's not even close.
Right. Yeah. Would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the variance on 2026-002V down to 10 feet in the front setback.
I would second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. The next item we have is item number 2026-003B for Alan and Teresa Andrews. You guys like to come forward? Or actually, if you go ahead and give us a rundown.
Okay. You want me to let them finish? Or go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Case number 2026-003V, variance front and side property line setback. Alan and Teresa Andrews, the subject property is 1250 Hulls Ford Road, Taneyville, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 14, Township 24, Range 20. The request. Alan and Teresa are seeking a variance from the provisions of 008.020A1 Density and Dimensional Standards of the Taney County Zoning Regulation. The applicant is seeking a 15-foot front property line setback, 10 feet less than the required 25 feet, and a 1.5-foot side property line setbacks, 5.5 feet, less than the required 7 feet on the side, allowing placement of a shed 15 feet from the property line in the front and 1.5 inches from the side property line, as pertaining county zoning regulations, density and dimensional standards in A1. Background property is a lot of 2.59 acres in size. It's got a well and a septic for water and wastewater. And let me kind of show you where it's at. Once again, 15 in the front and 1.5 on the side. So go out here to before you get to Taneyville, you turn back to your west. Kind of follow it out. There's the property. Tried to get a little closer, it got a little blurry, but and you'll see this shed is there, but there was the shed in question is a shed right here, and I have some pictures of it for you guys. There it is. That'd be the side setback there. You can see they've had it surveyed recently. Somebody has. Some markers on the ground. It goes all the way up to the road right away. I tried to get a picture of that for you guys. I actually went out and measured everything to try to get, justify the numbers that they requested, and they're pretty close. And with that, we'll turn it over to the applicant.
Okay, you guys would please state your name.
My name is Alan. This is Teresa. Last year we had no idea when they dropped it off. They tried to make allowances to try to squeeze it in where they could, and that was the best location we had. Everything behind the small 10 by 12, it's all downhill, very steep. And our backyard is very steep. septic behind there.
And I have pictures if I may show you.
And right now, when we open up the one, the door already hits the one shed. So I looked everywhere, and I just don't see anywhere that I could have moved it. And since, you know, we're getting older, and I can't handle them hillsides anymore, and I don't see how they could have got it in the backyard to begin with. No clearance from the right side of the house to be where our front door is on the right. There's no clearance there, and that's all downhill to the woods, to the wood line. It's very, very steep out the back. Septic is right there in the center. Everywhere it's sloped, the only level spot out there is where the driveway is and where the front is, and I dug that by hand. That's the only level spot we have. I'm 15 feet from the road. Actually, more from the road, from the stake, I'm 15 feet. The stake is in the yard, in that last corner. You need me to step up there or anything to show you. Yeah, there's the stake. So it's 15 feet from there to the corner of the shed. And then our wire fence there is off the property line. So I put that up after we had it surveyed, and I put that fence there so I knew that we wouldn't be intruding onto the other property. And then that just drops off anywhere over on that side. So there was nowhere else to go, and I just needed to have enough place for my grandson's car and our car to be able to turn around, and we barely have enough room to pull in there and then back up to the shed. But this is almost 25 years worth of living with six kids, you know, or four kids, and we needed that, but we just don't have anywhere else to put it. That's why we were, you know, wanting to see if it was okay to leave it there and try to grant some kind of clearance.
Is that post in concrete a property corner? The last picture there.
This?
Yes.
I think this is the property line.
Yeah.
That looks, there's a whole, you know, they're not offset. I looked at the markers. They're not a 5 or 10 foot offset. They look like they were put staked right on the line. Because I was thinking the same thing. I saw that, and I was like, well, I wonder if that's an offset. I couldn't find anything on it.
So that's not on the properties at all, that post?
No. No,
doesn't
no, the property line is almost from this, was that like a birch tree or something?
Yeah,
right
straight to
through
it.
There,
yeah.
From what I can tell.
I drove out there and looked at it today, and it's pretty jam-packed right there.
From the aerial view, it looks like there's a clearing behind your house. The reason you can't put it behind the house is...
All downhill.
You can't level a pad just for this? What's the size of the shed?
The shed is 10 by 16.
So you'd have to have at least 10 feet you could level?
I think it's going to be on the septic.
This is on the septic. There's a septic field.
It would be up by the septic, and there are lateral lines are right back there. And
okay.
We try to get a truck or any... I don't even think a truck could get down there. But
you wouldn't want to drive across.
No. And on top of that, you know, where lateral lines are... There, the picture is, I moved a bunch of them trees, but the overgrowth of sycamores and everything have come back up since this, so, you know, it's probably, but yeah, I mean, it's possible, anything is possible, but I don't see how I could get a pad down there, not with the septic being where it is.
And how far back is your current, the shed that I see in this photo? How far off the property line is that one?
That one is,
sure, just yeah. Approximate for me, though.
7 feet over.
Okay.
From the backs, and from there to the road is probably 30 feet. their back corner.
Is that the one shed that we see in the picture?
Yeah, that's the existing.
Back.
Yeah,
that
that's
is.
Existing.
And then the corner to the new shed is almost corner to corner.
Yeah. That's this one right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
So if you brought the new shed in line with the current shed, you'd block access to the current shed as the issue?
Yeah, we'd be able to open up the door at all.
Okay.
And as you can see with the car, that's our grandson's car, and he lives with us. And, yeah, there's just, if we moved it, and we wouldn't be able to have any use with the other shed, and it's bad enough, you know, he's a first-time driver.
What if you put the shed on the other side of the driveway?
Other side
towards
of the
front door.
Where the car is?
No, towards the front door.
Oh, it's all downhill.
Yeah.
Our whole front yard's downhill.
Once where the car is parked is actually going to oh, starting to
on that if you would.
Once you get in front of the car, it literally it drops like that kind of an angle all the way down.
They're the 2 foot. So you're looking at the property line corner. You get 4 foot of drop in what distance it would take to put the shed.
Shed.
Yeah. Is about, those are 2 foot contour lines.
Yeah.
Actually, if you had split it, you're probably talking less than 3 foot.
Yeah.
To go in that corner, I guess that'd be the
and you looked
southeast
at,
corner.
You looked at bringing the new shed in line with the existing shed, so you can't do that. It blocks your access past the
right.
Past
so
the house.
Where it's sitting right now, that's where when we got the shed, they brought it in. That's where he's sitting. He said he couldn't move it anywhere else without impeding on the existing shed that was there. And right now, as it is, when I open up that door, I'm hitting all the way to the window of the new shed. So, and there's no give one way or the other.
And the shed dimensions again, if you would please.
10 by 16.
10 by 16.
That's the back of the house.
That's helpful.
And the existing
it really
one
is because it doesn't look like that at all.
Yeah, I know.
This is something you guys should see.
I do.
Because this is the back of the house.
Can I show
it just falls off.
Yes, yeah. If you would please.
I went out there and it's the. Let's see what the other.
Okay. That's yeah. Those contours don't match what the actual
on the back side.
Yeah.
It's steep.
Thank you for that. That felt a lot.
So it wouldn't go behind. So that's a pip in this corner.
Man, we're going to have to keep those as evidence. Is that okay?
That's okay. Southeast corner. That'd be over here. Mm-hmm. Not in the picture.
What do you keep inside the shed? What happens if you don't have the shed?
A lot of our belongings.
I got a picture of the inside of it too.
Okay.
We use it for storage.
Yeah. Kids, you know, we got, like I said, we got 4 kids. Three of my grandchildren, two of them we adopted. So we got clothes, toys, inside, outside stuff, you know, everything. 25 years worth of stuff, you know.
Board, have any other questions for?
Not at this point.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf